Welcome to the National Association of Realtors Commercial Podcast. This is the forum that features interviews with top commercial experts from across the country, sharing their best practices to help you improve your business.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex Ruggieri, and my special guest today is Brian Lee Young. Brian has completed his first year in commercial real estate after a successful career in residential brokerage, and he has not skipped a beat. As a worldwide top producer with 18 years real estate expertise and a dual lingual background, including speaking English as well as Cantonese, Brian specializes in investment properties, mixed-use properties, and multifamily units. Brian's proven success has been rewarded with numerous awards, client gratitude and recognition, including the Top Producer International Award, President's Premier, which is the top 2% internationally, and President's Elite, top 3% internationally, and the top three standing for Colliers International in the San Francisco area for the first quarter of 2014. Welcome to the call today, Brian.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
You bet. I am so excited to have someone like you on our podcast, because many of our commercial practitioners at NAR and in our organization, in our trade association, have started in residential or practiced somewhat in residential and then make the transition into commercial. That was what I did. And I started out as a residential broker for 10, 15 years, and then I transitioned into commercial. And that transition was an awkward one and one that was painful for me. It took a long time, but I did it and it worked out great and I've never looked back since. I think people would be very interested to know how you made that transition, because not only did you make that transition successfully, but you made it in a way that puts you on a trajectory to be one of the top leading commercial brokers in the country. It's certainly in your organization at Colliers. How'd you do it?
Well, first of all, I think I went through the same path that you did, started out in residential, and it was timing more than anything. Mm-hmm. Very fortunate to come into a market where we're going into an inclining economy, and just with a perfect platform at the company that I'm with, which is Colliers International, the synergy and the environment was just conducive to just a success. And also the multifamily team that I belong to, along with the other core groups that are within Colliers, just made things very simple for me to just succeed.
What do you think are the major differences between what you did as a residential practitioner and what you've been doing now as a commercial practitioner?
In the residential arena back in the day, I normally did anywhere from 30 to 40 deals a year. However, it was very draining emotionally. I find that when and I'm not doing 30 to 40 commercial deals a year. Year to date, I'll probably end up doing 20 deals a year. However, it's just a lot simpler in terms of dealing with clientele. What I mean when I say that is there's a lot less drama. People are very business-minded. Decisions are made based on just sound investment, or if their owner users, make sure that that I find them the right building that will allow their company to grow into.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. I went through that transition myself a little bit. And one of the things, I have five children, and one of the things that really motivated me was that when the kids were little and they were kind of, you know, crawling around my ankles, it didn't really matter if I was working nights and weekends. When I was a residential practitioner, I had to work after five almost every night of the week. I had to work Saturdays. Nobody cared if my kid had a soccer game on Saturday, because that was their day off, and that's when they went. And they always wanted me to do an open house on Sunday. And I made the decision to transition into commercial because it was a lot more businesslike, and it was pretty much a 9-to-5 kind of arrangement. Nobody wanted to see you after 5 o'clock unless they wanted to take you out to dinner to celebrate a sale or something, and they didn't want to see you on weekends at all unless they wanted to take you to play golf. So for me, I totally relate to what you just said, and there is the aspect of the drama that kind of went along with residential sometimes, because very often people will buy one home, you know, once every 10 years, 7 to 10 years, something like that is the national average, and some even longer than that. So it's a huge looming event, you know, in their life, and it's sometimes also filled with emotion. So I totally understand where you're coming from. So you made the transition into commercial, and you mentioned your team and the group there that you're working with. What are some of the things that they did to help you or that you felt were key to your success?
So one thing that I have definitely learned in not just being at Colliers, but in just life itself, is that there's a saying, water rises to its own level. And being surrounded by just top-notch brokers in all the different divisions at Colliers, let it alone be just in the multifamily to the investment to the OSG group, everyone, they are definitely very hard workers. They come in. When I'm in here at the office at 7:30 in the morning, I can say, without a doubt, half the office is already here. That Wow. tells me that everyone is very committed to their careers. And secondly, when people are in the office, they're constantly working. There's no water cooler talking. A lot of people are very focused. And that drives an individual like myself to make sure that I'm at least in the middle of the pack. I don't want to be at the bottom rung of the barrel, so to speak. It's just Right. that energy. And everyone is very supportive. Yes, we're all independent contractors. I may have the same client as the person next door. But we have a honor system, and that's what makes everything work for me, is that I don't feel like that I'm a true lone wolf in this industry. Mm-hmm. I am able to bounce off ideas. And that being said, it just allows me to have a level of comfort coming in here knowing that when I'm working, my colleague next door, who's one of the top brokers in the country, he's working, if not doubly as hard as I'm working. So that drives me as an individual. And that water rising to its own level and everyone looking at the cup being half full mentality and just being very driven and competitive, that is all a recipe for nothing but success.
Yeah, I love it. You said so many things there that just resonated with me, and I want to take a minute to just try to crystallize what you said so that the folks listening can kind of get the most out of that. I mean, one of the things you said was this idea of being around the group and being surrounded by such outstanding people that it was a motivator for you, and I think this is a tried and true principle, and you don't have to be, you know, at your office in Colliers. It can be any group that you get. You know, if you're an independent, you can put together a group of people that you work with and collaborate with that are, you know, it's like they say in tennis, you know, you don't want to play with somebody who's better or worse than you. You want to play with somebody who's better than you, because they are going to drive you to become better than you are. The other thing you said that I thought was wonderful was this idea that people, there was a trust, there was a value system that would allow for trust. And to me, the word that comes out of that is collaboration. You're able to collaborate with others. And I think that you used the term lone wolf. Those days are gone. I mean, if you look at even just the nature and evolution, if you believe in that, you know, it was all of the carnivores and predators that are gone. That, you know, the saber-toothed tiger doesn't exist. The T-Rex is gone. You know, what is the ones that survived were the collaborators, you know, the our ancestors who learned how to work together to get the elephant or whatever it was. And so collaboration is a very important part of what you said. And, you know, that was just wonderful. Yeah, I think all of those things work together, and we really need to think about that in those terms. So then it looks to me like also from the background that I studied and you in preparing for this call that you kind of picked a specialty. You're doing a lot with multifamily and that kind of thing. When did you make that decision?
Multifamily was just something that, being in San Francisco market, it's just we just have a lot of apartments, and there's just a density issue that we deal with. And it was easier for me to break into, even in my days with residential. And the rationale behind that was that my education was in civil engineering, so I have a very strong math background. And, again, that allowed me to deal with apartment owners, made business just a lot easier. I like to deal with multifamily also because multifamily allows me to deal with a lot more units in terms of sales turnover, whereas if I'm doing an investment deal, for instance, for people that understand San Francisco, I might be selling something in the financial district on a Embarcadero Center building. I would have to collaborate with the investment team, and that deal can take anywhere from 6 months, 9 months, even a year or a year and a half before it closes. And I'm not the type of person that has that type of patience to deal with that. I'd rather just do a 60-day close, maybe a 90-day close at best, and that allows me to do higher volume.
Well, that's great. That's great. So really, you're talking about your inventory turnover ratio is better with multifamily, and that means that your commission flow is better with multifamily. Well, that's fantastic. That is great stuff. Well, we've got just a few minutes left in the call. What would you consider to be your top three things, your touchstones, the thing that really guided you to help you? Maybe we could share that with our commercial practitioners who are listening today at the end of the call here.
A couple of things that I would definitely like for your listeners to at least consider as a possibility, and it's not really in any order, definitely go with work with a brokerage firm that has a good platform that is going to allow you to grow with and that you know the synergy and the environment is conducive to success. For me, I like to always be pushed, and that being said, I have a real estate coach. I've always had a real estate coach from the second year that I've been in the business. I've learned through the years that all the successful people in the world, even from the Warren Buffetts to the Tony Robbins to the Bill Gates, they all have either a personal or a business coach. It keeps them disciplined, and it also gives them an outside ear that they can basically almost have as a right-hand person or a confidant. And I think the most important thing as an individual for those who want to succeed is to keep in mind that even though you may be an independent contractor, this is still a job. You don't work for yourself. You have clients. Come into the office and either you're 7:30 to your 8 a.m., whatever your schedule allows, do the prospecting. Prospecting is key, keeps things in a pipeline. And just keep a regimented schedule. And what I have learned in being in the commercial industry now is that do take some time off because the pace is a lot more concentrated. The deals are a lot more harder. So there may be a tendency to feel like that you're getting burnt out. The only way to keep the balance in life is to take a couple of three-day weekends to rejuvenate yourself and come back in and just make sure that you're taking care of your body and just have that balance. It's still just a business. If you don't take care of yourself, the business aspect is always going to not do as well. So if you can create that balance for yourself, I think that's what it's all about.
Wow, fantastic. Great stuff. Yeah, reminds me of Stephen Covey's seventh principle, right? Sharpen
right.
the saw. If you don't take time to do that, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. Well, fantastic time with you on the call today. Brian, congratulations on all your success. And I'm so grateful that you were able to come on and share with some of our NAR commercial practitioners on our commercial podcast.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Thanks for being with us on the National Association of Realtors Commercial Podcast, the place for you to learn the best practices from the best commercial experts in the country.